Hello and welcome to She and Her Matcha, the podcast where we will be diving deeper into feminine topics in the most casual way, as if you would be having a matcha date together.
Hello, beautiful woman. I am back. I cannot believe actually that I took so long of a break, but I just felt that with this transition into spring and this whole eclipse season that I just needed some time to come back, and also feeling into the different formats of the podcast and how it will be evolving over time. And yes, but I am back now and I'm so excited to be back, and I'm so excited to be in this conversation with you again and to, yes, be able to tune in with you here. Yes, so here we are, chapter 2 of the podcast episodes. A lot is going to evolve over time. I'm not going to put any specific deadlines on it, but you will see what's going to change, and I'm excited for you to experience it. Before we dive deeper into today's podcast, into today's topic, I just wanted to inform you that I don't know what's been happening, but there definitely have been quite some strange things happening with my microphone, so let's see how the audio quality is going to be. I've been trying different things, but it always seems to do whatever it wants, so I'm not sure how it's working right now, but I hope it does not affect your experience. So, yes, where do we start? First of all, happy Earth Day. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day to sort of also invite a moment of silence, invite a moment of honoring this beautiful, beautiful Earth that we are allowed to live on, and really saying thanks to her, respecting her, acknowledging her. I feel in my whole body that that is so important, and we do it not enough. We don't do it enough. So let's just, maybe before we start, just close our eyes together for a second. Closing your eyes and just becoming aware of your breath, becoming aware of how the breath is moving through your body, and taking a deep inhalation here through your nose, and big sigh out through your mouth. Inhale through your nose, and big sigh out through your mouth. Inhale through your nose, and big sigh out through your mouth. One more inhale through your nose, and big sigh out through your mouth. And with your eyes closed, just taking a moment here to say thanks. To say thanks to the earth, the ever fertile soil, the ground we live on, the ground that is holding us, our foundation. What would you like to say to her? And taking a moment to create some space to feel into that and to give thanks. And whenever you are ready, you can take one more deep inhalation through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. I figured that this beautiful day was a beautiful day and time and moment to come back to to you to come back to this podcast and to invite a fresh new energy.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Oh, here we are already yawning.
I just wanted to share, I'm not going to lie, but this eclipse season was massive. Like, seriously, wow. I don't think I have ever experienced this whirlwind of change, transition, and so much shakiness throughout my life before. I feel like a lot of things have been shifting, and also energetically shifting in the body, and just feeling really observing this movement in your body. And it's been very, very interesting to witness that and to observe that. And I feel like now I've come to a time where everything is being integrated, and you can sort of translate and transform everything you've been feeling over the last couple of weeks, over the last month. Now you can sort of put it into place. So a lot of movement has been happening. A lot of things have been coming to you, maybe a lot of challenges even. And now is a time to sort of integrate. Now is a time to look back to yourself, to look back into the mirror and ask yourself, reflect on it. What have I learned? I have been experiencing all of these things, and what can I take from it? Yet at the same time, let's not fool ourselves. As I already shared, it's been a lot. So we have experienced a lot. And I know for some people, it has been really, really tiring, even exhausting. And I feel like everyone's like now in this sort of state, like, oh my God, I need a break, you know? And let's give ourselves that. Let's give ourselves the break we need. Instead of thinking I need a break, let's give ourselves the break we need. And that is why I created a free masterclass tomorrow evening. Yes, tomorrow evening, where we are going to celebrate the eclipse aftermath. It's going to be like an eclipse after party, but then in terms of putting in grounding and just having an evening of a whole lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun, experience more joy, but most of all experience, oh my God, did you hear that?
Oh my God, my dog, Bobette, just farted. Oh my God, she's like, you're going to open the episodes. Well, you're going to start a podcast again.
Well, I'm going to open it with a bang. Okay, well, if you did hear that, then this is really, really funny. Anyways, so tomorrow evening we are going to have a lot of fun, and I would love to have you part of it. I feel like we all deserve a little celebration party because we were able to we were able to survive the past couple of weeks, you know. It's been a lot, and now we can relax, now we can soften, now we can ground ourselves more, and now we can just enjoy this Taurus season. I don't know what's happening with her. Can you still hear her farts? I'm like thinking like, should I end this episode and start afresh, or should I just embrace this as this is life as well? And sometimes you have a dog who feels like farting, and that's her right to do so. So we're just going to embrace that. And maybe she also just needs some space, because she's been sick. She's feeling better now, but she was a little bit sick. So just going to give her whichever space she needs. Okay, as you can already tell, this podcast is going to be all over the place, because I mean, let's be honest, haven't we all been feeling all over the place? And I feel like that's okay. It's okay to feel all over the place. It's okay to not know which direction you want to walk into just yet, but know that now the answers will come. We've gone through the storm, And now is a time to integrate. Now is a time for reflection. And at the same time, it's a time to celebrate life. It's a time to celebrate life to the fullest. It's a time to bring in flowers. It's a time to surround yourself with so much beauty. It's a time to be grateful. It's a time to ground yourself. Ground yourself in the present moment and ask yourself, what do I need to ground myself right now, right here? What do I need to ground myself right now, right here? And also, can I make myself a beautiful bouquet of white wildflowers just because I deserve it? Now she's gone from the farting into the snoring.
I was like, well, I have so much to share. And then Babette's like, well, I'm going to take over the stage.
No, but I'm happy to be back. There is a lot I want to share, but I feel like it's going to come during the next episodes. I just wanted to take like an introduction on this beautiful Earth Day to sort of welcome you back into my space, welcome you back into this conversation. And I also highly, strongly wanted to reach out. Please let me know what you would like me to dive deeper on during the next episode. Because I always love when there is something you would like to hear more input on, then I can work with that. And then hopefully it aligns even more with whatever it is that you need in your life right now. So yes, but before we dive deeper into more content and more episodes, I would love to connect with you tomorrow evening for the Eclipse Aftermath, which is going to be an after party celebration. Grounding, integration, expansion is going to be so much fun, and I will link the link to register in the description of the episode. So see you tomorrow. Don't miss out on this. It's completely free of charge, and we're going to do a lot of things. We're going to be tapping, going to reflect, and I feel like it's so much easier to reflect when we are doing it in group, because then we actually make time for it. I mean, how many times have you not said like, oh, I should be journaling more, and then in the end you're not really doing it? Well, I'm going to make you do it tomorrow. So be there, please be there. It would mean the world to me if you are there, because we're going to have so much fun, and I would love to have you there. So yeah, see you. And now Babette is jumping and leaving the space. See you tomorrow, and really, really excited to be back here. Really enthusiastic about it. Sending you so much love, and connect with you soon.
And that's a wrap. The episode is over. I really hope you enjoyed it, and I cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. If you enjoyed it, please, it would be amazing if you could share with others by tagging at she and her matcha or IKA_UWA. Sending you so much love. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to check the description.